Although USDA world cotton projections for June include increased production year over year and month over month, the global balance sheet for cotton reveals
for the fourth year in a row that year over year we see a decline in carryout.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Seth Myers says the lower ending stocks are due to increased consumption of cotton worldwide.
Part of this is driven by the Chinese destocking cotton, but I think it's also revealed an underlying demand in that country as well. As they're destocking, they auction off those supplies, demand has been pretty good.
And for U.S. cotton growers, increased production in places like Pakistan and Mexico could impact export opportunities.
As we've seen some support in cotton prices, we expect to get additional competition around the world. So we've done a good export business this year, but we may have a lot more competition next year, including production in some areas where we export to. But if their crops are a bit bigger, maybe it makes it a little bit more of a challenge for us to get greater volumes into those markets.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.